Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, as usual, Lakit Peeris. Before we travel down to Ahmedabad, come into the R. Premadasa International Stadium and go into the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, here is some good news. The Indian Cricket Board, the BCCI, and the Bangladesh Cricket Board, BCB, have had cordial discussions and they are coming into an amicable settlement. And we have been given the assurance that there will be cooperation now among all five Asian cricket boards. But the good news, basically, the feature is the amicable settlement that these two cricket boards have come into. What I mean is, now there will be a memorandum of understanding that's going to be signed between the PCB, that's the Pakistan Cricket Board, the Board of Control for Cricket in India, then Bangladesh Cricket Board, Sri Lanka Cricket Board, that is, of course, Sri Lanka Cricket, and also the Afghanistan Cricket Board. So there'll be a corporate COG that's going to be signed by the five Asian nations, which is very important for the development of world cricket. So that's the good news I have for you straight from the horse's mouth, in all honesty. So we wish them all the very best. And we also envisage seeing the five departmental heads of the respective five board members will be watching the game between India and Pakistan, scheduled to be played here on the 15th of this month. And I also have to make mention the gratitude, and no one realizes this, our own president, Honorable Andrukumara Dissanayake, his contribution in negotiating and speaking to the Pakistan Prime Minister and getting this game underway. Thank you very much, Your Excellency. We are very, very proud of you, sir, for helping the cause of cricket despite your busy schedule. Now let's go into our own busy schedule. Going into Ahmedabad, what a game of cricket we had yesterday. I mean, those of you who watched it will know what actual competition is. South Africa put into bat, looked on course for a massive score, but sadly they choked. Because look, at the end of the 12th over, there were 126 runs for the loss of one wicket. So the prediction was, the next 7 overs with 9 wickets in hand, they were scheduled to make over 200 runs, but they failed, 187 for 6. Now how did they get to this score of 187 for 6 is amazing. Quinton de Kock, the opener, made 59 runs off 41 deliveries, the old pro, 5 boundaries, 3 massive sixers, strike rate of 143.94 after Markram was out for 5. Then Ryan Rickleton joined him and the pair was unbelievable to watch. Ryan Rickleton made 61 runs in 28 deliveries, 5 boundaries, 4 massive sixers, strike rate of 217.60. With David Miller, 20, and Marco Jansen, 16, to help them to go to this target of 187, giving a target to Afghanistan of 188. Before I come to what happened with the Afghanistan innings, let's take a look at the bowling. Rashid Khan, 2 for 28. Azmatai Omar Zai, 3 for 41. And Fazaluk Farooq, 1 for 32. Now, target of 188 was not a big deal. I even had someone calling me and saying it's not a very big target because the batting conditions look very good. And the person who made this comment to me was right, because the way that Rahmatullah Gubras got about the run chase was fantastic. He made 84 runs, mind you, in 42 balls, 4 boundaries, 7 massive sixers. So look at the approach. Then Omar Zai made 22, Rashid Khan at the back end 20. But they could not get past the score of 187 because Afghanistan also were bowled out for 187. Ingiri, of course, 3 for 26. But the sad part, though, is that Afghanistan had everything in hand to win this game, but they too choked. The game went into 2 super overs. So this is where the excitement is. We have always heard of a super over, but 2 super overs in a World Cup match, I think, is a replace, believe it or not, scenario. the first super over, because remember that Afghanistan was chasing, they had to bat first. They made 18, South Africa came, made 18 as well in that one over. So we had to go in for the second super over. So because South Africa was batting second, they had to bat first in the second over, second super over. They made 23. And sadly, Gubras came, thumped three massive sixers, made 18, and then he was out. And that ended the story. So South Africa get to the points table, which means for Afghanistan to get to the Super 8s now is an Herculean task, because both South Africa and New Zealand have 4 points each. Amazing. Right, let's get down now to the R. Premadasa International Cricket Stadium, where in all honesty, we had a one-sided game. But before I give you the scores, we want to thank Sri Lanka Cricket, the chair, the president, and the rest of the committee members for being so very good, and also the BCCI for opening the gates free of charge to help some of us to come and watch this match free of charge. Right, now the scores. Australia, fantastic score, 182 for 6. And Josh English made 37 off 17 delivery, strike rate of 217.65. Marcus Toney's 45 in 29 deliveries, 155.17. And Matt Ronshaw, 37. As far as the bowling is concerned, I want to keep you updated. Okay, we know that Australia won this game easily by 67 runs. Mark Adair got 2 for 44. Matthew Humphrey, 1 for 33. George Dockrell, 1 for 31. And Harry Tector, 1 for 24. Right, the Irish could muster only 115 runs. Ross Adair, 12. Logan Tucker, 24. George Dockrell, 41. Adam Zampa, the leg spinner, 4 for 23. He likes the conditions at the R. Premadasa Stadium, I guess. And Nathan Ellis, 4 for 12. So Australia, who are in the same group of Sri Lanka, have got 2 points. And the Irish, sadly, well, they've lost both games. They lost to Sri Lanka. That's because of some poor fielding and catching. And they also were beaten by Australia comprehensively. Incidentally, we want to once again mention, we thank the chairman of Sri Lanka Cricket, Mr. Shami Silva, for being so kind in allowing some of the fans to come and watch this game free of charge at the R. Premadasa Stadium. I want to make mention of this because many have called me and asked me to make mention of this kind gesture by Sri Lanka Cricket. So thank you very much indeed. Right now then, let's go to the Wankhede Stadium, where England have lost their game against the West Indies, sadly, by 30 runs. West Indies were put into bat. They were in trouble because they could not get bat to ball up front. They were struggling. In the 10th over, they were 4 wickets for 77. And come over number 5, they were 5 wickets for 128. There was a bit of a recovery at over number 15. But ultimately, the West Indies stumped 196 for 6, a winning target. Chevron Rutherford, 76, strike rate of 142. But he thumped 2 boundaries, 7 sixers. Roston Chase made 34. But look at Jason Holder. We all know that Jason Holder is known for his bowling. But he made 33 in 17 deliveries, strike rate of 194.12. And that made a world of difference for West Indies to getting to a winning score of 196. Not a pass score, but a winning score at the Wankhede. Archer, 1 for 48. Sam Curran, 1 for 36. Overton, 2 for 33. Adil Rashid, the spinner, 2 for 16. He's the only English bowler who was impressive. Right. Very sorry to state that England made an ash of the chase. Bowled out for 166. Phil Salt made 30. Good strike rate of 214.39. Josh Butler, 21. One would have expected Josh Butler. He opened the batting to try and bat till the end. And Jacob Bettle made 33. Good strike rate of 143.48. And then Sam Curran came in the middle overs and made 43. But that was not good enough. Ultimately, England will be disappointed with their performance. So they lose 2 points. And mind you, the last 5 overs, England lost 5 wickets for 32 runs. So that's very poor batting. If you look at the bowling for the West Indies, Gunesh Modi 3 for 33, Roston Chase 2 for 20, Samir Joseph 1 for 32, Romario Shepherd 1 for 7, and Akhil Hussain 1 for 32. So those are the results in yesterday's game. What are the games coming up today? We'll see Sri Lanka in pursuit against Oman at Palakkad Stadium. Match starts at 11 o'clock. Please don't miss the match. If you have time, go and watch the match. Support cricket. And I'm sure we'll have millions of people watching it on TV. Then Nepal take on Italy in Mumbai at the Wankhede Stadium. I can tell you very frankly, that also could be a very interesting game because Nepal has been very competitive. And of course, the big guns, India take on Namibia at Delhi. So those are the games coming up. Well, on behalf of Lakith Pires and myself, it's time for me to sign off. Like I told you, our podcast will be pretty long during the World Cup T20. In the meantime, I hope you did enjoy our presentation. We look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Keep smiling, keep happy, and we'll spin your record to chirp you up. Bye for now.